Hello and welcome back to my podcast channel, Tanmay Talks. My name is Tanmay and in these podcasts, I talk about small things which can bring a big change in your life and business. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about friendship. Yes, a lot has been spoken, written about friendship and even many movies are made on friendship. Nearly 2,500 years ago, the great philosopher Confucius wrote some of his teachings which I read recently. And there was a chapter on friendship and he wrote some of the very interesting things which I wanted to share with you. Confucius attached a great deal of importance to effect of friends on a person's development. Now, obviously, we all have heard this saying that man is known by what kind of a company he keeps. So what kind of a friends you have tell us a lot about what kind of a person you are. So people with similar type of interest, passion may hang out together. Birds with same feather flock together. That's an old saying. So it is therefore important to make good friends and to avoid the bad ones. Now you might say that I make good friends. We don't go out hunting for bad people and make them our friends. Well, true. Let's try and understand three types of good friends and three types of bad friends. Now I need to listen to it very carefully because I would want you to also assess yourself as to what kind of a friends you have, what kind of a good friends you have, what kind of a bad friends you have, and maybe even going a step further to see what kind of a friend you are to your close set of friends, right? So Confucius basically said there are three kinds of good friends. So let's talk about that. The first good friend is a straight friend who is sincere and great-hearted. They are open, they are transparent, and they don't do flattery. Their character is a good influence on you. They will always give you courage whenever you are timid and whenever you need some kind of a help, they are always there to guide you. The second friends are those who are loyal and trustworthy. Well, this is something that we have always valued in our friendship, loyalty and trustworthiness. These friends are honest and sincere in his or her dealing with others and they're never fake. They don't pretend, they don't say things just for the heck of it. Whenever you are with them, you feel calm, you feel composed, you feel safe, and sometimes that even elevates your spirits. The third is well-informed category of friends. Well, these are the friends who have great deal of knowledge about many things and have seen the world, they have traveled a lot, who are well-educated, who are very wise, who have lots of experiences which you can gain from. You know, in the olden days when there was no internet, there was no news channels, Confucius said that he used to make friends with those people who have traveled well, who are well-read, and that way he was able to learn a lot of things. A well-informed friend is a great asset. In case if you need any kind of an advice or suggestion, you can go to a well-informed friend. The friend's wide-ranging knowledge and experience will help you with your choices. Having a well-informed friend is a big plus. You can learn so many things from their experiences, from their knowledge and understanding, from their wisdom. So these are the three kinds of good friends that one should actually have. So the first one are the straight friends who are very transparent, who are good-hearted, who are open, they don't do flattery, and they are good influence on you. The second friends are the ones who are loyal and trustworthy. They are not fake. They are very sincere, always there to help, and you feel very safe and nice around them. The third one are the well-informed friends who can always help you with their understanding, knowledge, and wisdom and experiences, and a great set of friends to actually have. Confucius said there are three kinds of bad friends also. So let's try and understand what are those three kinds of bad friends. The first kind of bad friends are the one who, no matter what you say, they will always say, "That's brilliant, amazing, what an idea, Sarji, great." So in a sense, they will never say no to you. They will never have a differing opinion. They will never have a difference of opinion. On the contrary, they will be slavishly following you, paying you compliments all the time, irrespective whether you're right, wrong, forget that. But they will always say that you're right. They will always agree with you. They have a brilliant knack of, seeing your expression, seeing your mood, and then towing the same line and same line of thought. They are absolutely opposite to the good straight friends that I spoke about. The problem is that they are neither straightforward nor they are honest. And somewhere they don't have a sense of right or wrong. And if at all they have, they are not expressing it. They'll just try to make you happy. And sometimes, you don't even know that whether they're doing it deliberately to get something out of you or not. So a friend like this will make you feel usually comfortable and happy. Now, you might say, well, if I have a friend who's making me feel happy and agree to me and I'm feeling good about it, then what's the problem with that? Well, the problem is that they are only saying things that you want to hear. In some way, you are made to believe that you are always right. your ego will swell after a certain point and you will become blindly self-important. So this kind of a friend is actually a slow poison for soul. They might just feel good that they are always there saying right things about you. They are always supporting you in whatever you're doing. But somewhere or the other, maybe they are slow poison. The second harmful kind of a friends are two-faced friends. Everyone has a two-faced friends, right? So these are the people who are all smiles, all sweetness to your face in front of you. They're very positive. They will dish out lots and lots of compliments and flattery. But the moment you turn your back, they will spread rumors and malicious slanders against you. Well, we all have many friends, you know, whom we say that, oh, I believed you, I trusted you, I thought you were loyal to me, but you have betrayed me. Or we feel that they have betrayed you. These are the second kind of people who look nice, who pretend to be nice, who can pretend to be very caring for you, but in reality, God knows what's there in their mind. And I think these are the people who are far more dangerous than any other category. Now, this kind of person is the one who is false, hypocritical, and exact opposite of frankness and honesty of the loyal and trustworthy friend. However, such people wear a mask of goodness. They definitely have some kind of an ulterior motive, otherwise why will they do that? They are very friendly towards you. They will always be nice to you. So you need to be careful with these kind of people. The third kind of people, Confucius say, are the ones who are all the time bragging. They are fast talkers. They will get into any kind of an argument and they will make people believe that what they are saying is correct. They have a brilliant gift of gab, but nothing beyond that. And these are the people who are completely opposite of the well-informed friends who have got no real talent. They don't have any knowledge. They don't have much experience. But they will keep talking big things as if they know it all. I know it all kind of a mentality. There is no substance to what they say. So Confucius believed that it is not what a person says that matters, but what they do. And that's exactly the point, that what you say doesn't mean anything. But what you do is the one which is most important thing. And making a good friend is the beginning of a new beautiful chapter in your life. So my friends, I would want you to think about the kind of friends that you have, what kind of friend you are to your friends and close ones. And I hope that this very interesting piece is something which you may benefit from. Well, in case if you have any feedback, suggestion, comments, then please feel free to write back. And if you like this, please send it to your friends, family, and share, like, subscribe this podcast. All the very best to you. My name is Tanmay, and you are listening to Tanmay Talks.